Stay tuned for episode 68 called Time in Real Time. Now, toward the end, you're going to hear the microphones get a little wobbly. It's not horrible, but boy, isn't that the life of tech. But we hope you enjoy it. Welcome to Art Ladders, The Creative Climb with Valerie Allen and Armin Merzman. This podcast is focused on interviews, features, and stories about art. It's for artists and art lovers. I'm Val. I'm the abstract artist in the group, joined by Armin, the realist. Hello, dear listeners. Here we are at episode 68. This is one of our coffee hour chats. Armin and I will be discussing a topic here in just a moment, but I wanted to welcome you and welcome Armin. Hello, Armin.
Hello, how's it going?
Going good.
Like I didn't see you 5 minutes ago.
Like we didn't see each other. So this podcast originated out of Armin and me sitting around a little bistro table in our kitchen in the morning, drinking coffee on Saturdays. And these would usually roll into how many hours, Armin, discussion?
Oh, many hours. And sometimes they we would have, we agree, and sometimes we wouldn't agree.
That's right.
We kept it pretty civil, though.
We kept it civil. And then it kind of moved on. We were telling people about this. It moved on to Armin and I giving some talks about, a program about being a married couple and both creatives and how that all works out. It moved on to a little segment during Art Prize here in Michigan, where we would compare our top 10 venues and our top 10 artists. And again, we would agree and disagree.
I think that was called He Said, She Said.
He Said, She Said. We were an exhibit called that over there at Studio 23 here in Mid-Michigan. So it became a little bit of a trademark, because we are both totally different personalities. This weekend coming up, we're going to be giving a TED style talk in Cincinnati, Ohio, down there for Design, Art, Architecture, and Planning Department of UC. And as we're gathering our thoughts for that, we started thinking about all of our similarities and differences. And that's kind of where we're going to go today.
Right, exactly.
So today's topic will be how we find time to do our art and still function as a couple.
Right.
And or as a, let's say, a family, or as a unit in a community, you know, with all these things going on. Because we had a little hiccup this morning, right, Armin?
We did. I don't remember. This morning was so far away. I don't remember.
My gosh. We did. As exhibiting artists, and as you all, the artists out there in the crowd, you put yourself out there. You enter shows, you get into shows, meaning pick up, drop up.
Right.
Expand
now
on that, Armin.
I remember the talk.
Now you remember.
Yeah. There's a lot of things in life that will draw you away from making art. And sometimes it's necessary. But a lot of times you have to think, would I rather be doing art or would I rather do this? Now, that, you know, you have to kind of weigh that out, because there was a conversation that I had with somebody about a painting part of our studio. And we could do it. But then I thought to myself, you know, that's going to take hours away from making art. I'd rather pay somebody to do it and keep making my art. It makes much more sense to me. I mean, I don't think this is going to be a whole lot of money, but, you know, when I'm down there at the studio, I want to make art and paint.
And there's two sides to that story. Number one, this is a cost efficient way to do it ourselves, but Practically, you are absolutely right. Get someone in there. We're trying to restore this, and not even restore. We're just trying to come up with a clean spot to have a small gallery space. And maybe the practicality is get somebody in there, do it. We'll get our paintings up quicker and we can open the doors faster. And it's what do they call that? Smart planning, smart goals. It's smart.
Yeah,
It's
think
smart.
smart.
Think smart.
Yeah.
That's right. We have to plan this out. And another incident that we
Well,
just had this morning.
also before
Oh, you
going,
got another incident.
yeah,
Okay.
we are not house painters, and
Oh, that's true.
just because you think it's easy to do, it isn't. All these things, you hire somebody with expertise, they use tape, they do this kind of stuff. We're not spring chickens anymore,
I
climbing
know.
around. Yeah, and on ladders and whatever, and cleaning that floor up. It's an old warehouse, so it needs some love and care. And I don't personally want to do that, and I don't think you do either.
No, actually I do not, and I think we're on the right track. And it ties in with our finding time for art. Make sure your intentions are positive and useful and efficient, and go from there. So we're going to get that done. And the other thing we're going to get done is pick up some artwork down in Detroit. And that brought up our second time issue incident this morning. There, a lot revolves around time, really, really does.
Oh, it does.
And so, like I mentioned before, you enter, you are lucky enough to get in, and then there's the drop off and the pickup, or the time it takes to pack your piece for shipping. And it's all time that you would rather be doing for art, but you can't and you shouldn't. These are things that absolutely must be done. I figured, I was telling my mentor group, 50% in on art, 50% on the business of doing art. It is a fair trade back and forth, and that's a lot of time. Do you agree with that ratio?
I agree with that ratio, but I don't really adhere to that ratio. I try to do more 70% art and then 30% the rest of it.
And who does the other?
Well,
I'm teasing.
as far as art ladders is concerned, I
Yeah.
think you do most of it. But I, trying to get into shows, teaching a lot of classes, putting things on Facebook and all these kinds of things take a lot of time as well.
Right,
But I
right.
don't, once you get on the internet, you can be
Oh man, I
dislodged
am
quickly,
such
and
a
go down that rabbit hole. And then you start reading about other artists, and you're going to start looking. Pretty soon, 2 hours have passed, and you don't even realize it. So, kind of for me, when I get done in the evening, I usually get done drawing around, 11:30, and then I'll sit in my chair and do Pinterest or something like that. And I too tired to draw anymore and want to kind of wind down. So that works for me. But if I get on that during the daytime,
That's so true. I'm more of the techie in the household. And so I guess my concept of time is a lot different than yours. I
seems
in
to be, yes.
yeah. And it's not a bad thing. It's
No.
pretty good balance, really,
Yeah.
because I do find enjoyment in doing extracurricular activities. Now, does that mean I'm cutting down on my art production time? Absolutely. And I need to really focus on scheduling time, guarding my time. And I think that's the bristles today on the back of my neck went up because I was trying, start out Monday, which we record on Mondays, fresh, protect my time at all cost. And when I hear a little deviation from my route, I overreact, which I did, and I'm sorry about that, Armin. You were the brunt of it. But do you remember?
Well, we both do that. I
We
mean,
both
both
overreact.
react, and we're very passionate people, you know? And you know, somebody will say something and it just goes in a different direction. But I think that's why we decided to do a podcast.
It is.
Because
That
we can talk
was.
about this sense without getting mad at each other or
And it
something.
helps, actually, it helps diffuse the issue because we don't want to get on here and just go wild in a giant Frida Kahlo, Diego Rivera experience for you all out. We
Well,
want it to be enjoyable. We're just trying to think, hey, if we have problems scheduling our time, I'm sure other artists run into this. And how can you communicate with each other, be it your family or your partner or another studio mate, someone that you interact with on a daily basis? How can you authentically communicate what your needs are? I think that's what it boils down to.
yes, I think the older I get, I've always been a studio rat. I mean,
Yeah, you have.
I you know, every day, any minute, all the time I can, that's where I feel myself. So it doesn't take a lot of you don't have to, certainly don't have to talk me into it. But I
That's
sometimes get
true.
upset when, you know, when for instance, you say, oh, we got to go here and we got to go there, and I didn't plan that out like 3 weeks ahead of time.
3 weeks ahead, folks. So if you're going to invite us to anything,
I
it
mean,
better be
I'm
3 weeks
you know,
ahead.
then I'm losing it. I said, you've got to be kidding me. I was going to go and do this, but this is important for our business. And I'm like,
We both have mindsets. And so what I've taken to doing lately, and this might help some of you folks, I send him calendar invites now way ahead of time. I email them to him, right? Now, sometimes he reads emails, sometimes he doesn't. But I'm finding that really helps to just email appointments to you. Isn't that crazy? We're
yeah,
right here in the same household.
I've never looked at one, but
Oh,
yeah.
don't tell me that. It makes me feel better because it pops up with a reminder, and then I didn't know about that, but
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, from long ago, I made my own system. You know, my own kind of calendar, which works great for me. I've done it for years, and it's not one you know, is online or anything like that. So that's kind of what I go by. Because there's a lot of planning out, you know, when you, now I'm getting to the workshops stage
Right,
for the
right.
summer,
We're both planning workshops. Oh my gosh.
I'm sending all that information. I'm teaching three workshops this summer, and I'm sending that to all the venues within the state or maybe outside the state. I don't know yet. Well, that takes a lot of planning, and
Oh,
it
it
takes a
does.
lot of rewriting, and it takes a lot of imagery. And I like to design a look or like a poster for the whole thing to send to. And although when I create on the computer, it's kind of an art form, and you know that too,
Oh,
because you just
it
did a really
is.
great thing for this TED Talk.
Oh man, I have so much fun with it. But you use for your design work, I believe you're pretty much Photoshop
Yeah, I
based,
use
right?
Photoshop.
And I've been really diving deep into Canva. And I know you've heard me talk about Canva before, but oh wow, for a PowerPoint presentation, it just lets me do
You are
so
amazing with
much,
Canva too. You do some
so
great stuff.
much. So I'm getting so excited. We're going to travel down to Cincinnati this into this week, and then we'll be there on Friday. And there is registration available. It's a free event. It's going to be a hybrid. It's going to be virtual and in person. We chose to do the in-person route down at UC, University
You
of
mean we had
Cincinnati.
another choice?
We I didn't know.
She never told me that. See,
Ouch.
now I'm going down to
Ouch.
Cincinnati.
I didn't give him the option. You're absolutely right. I did not give you the option because I'm a huge fan of networking. And I thought if we can get in front of a lot of people, pre-event, and then they're having an after party, I
Yeah,
mean,
see,
how can
this
I
works out.
resist? So just forget I said all of that. It is a live event. No. Audience, you can go there and you can register for the virtual event. So anywhere in the world, you can watch this. And I believe the recordings Definitely will stay out there. Definitely stay out there. I am excited because it's only 10 minutes. That's the limit. It has to be short and sweet. So we came up, or let's say I came up with three pillars that this podcast represents, and they are connection, community, and commitment. Oh man, I have a hard time remembering that last one, commitment. So what we are sharing with our audience is a sense of connection, both for artists and art lovers. It's a way to feel that you're not the only one out there. And then the community part, that's huge. Feeling part of a community, this is very helpful for professors and teachers and art education folks to build community for artists. And then finally, the commitment, and not only our commitment to this podcast, which is now up to 68 episodes. We never dreamed we would go now. We're in our third year. Didn't even dream it, but here we are and still finding a lot of passion
Well,
for
from
it.
what I read, the average podcast survives 7 episodes. That's
That
it.
I, you know,
And
yeah.
then they run out of things to talk about. Maybe it is a lot of work to do it.
It takes up, we're talking about finding time. It takes up time. But for me, it is time well
Oh,
spent.
sure.
Definitely well spent. I'm definitely the more social end of this
Yes, you are. You
partnership.
are the social part.
And that really feeds my soul, definitely. So anyway, sign up. It's out there on Facebook. I believe it's a sign up is on our link tree. You know, you'll find it out there on social media, but sign up for it. It's called DAAPX Talks. Okay.
Let me ask you this, Val.
Yeah.
You're a teacher.
Yes.
And do you ever get in a situation where somebody says, oh, they don't have time, or they just couldn't get to it, or something like
That's,
that?
yes, of course. That's a tricky situation. Now we teach artists that are most likely emerging, if not beginning. And yeah, they may say
Well, I
something.
got a lot of
Maybe you have
advance.
some,
I have quite
well, I
a
guess we
few.
both do, especially the mentorship groups. They are the more advanced level. And you will hear that, oh, I just didn't have time to get to it. So what do we do? What do we do as teachers? Do we totally go off the chart and say, hey, if you're ever going to be an artist, you must make time.
No, because we're not college teachers. And in the college, you're trying to stress to people that if you want to be an artist, you have to put yourself all into it. If you don't, get out of my class. Well, we don't do that because we're teaching people that just want to enjoy art.
That's
And
right. That's
if they
right.
don't get a lot of time to do it, there's no way that I can tell them that what you learn is what you put into it. It's simple as
Yes,
that. And
absolutely.
that's the truth.
It is the truth.
But if you don't have time, a lot of people have families and grandchildren
Yes.
and things going on. And what I've learned for sure is there is no time of the year that's completely wonderful.
That's true.
The spring break is coming up, then St. Patrick's Day is coming up, and then what, Easter's coming up, and
Right,
there's
right.
always something coming
Something
up,
coming
and the
up.
holidays, the summers where
They
people
do
take
just,
off.
yeah.
So it's there's always something, and I think that's what most people say to me is, well, I went and visited my grandchildren, or I visited my family, and those kinds of things. And one of the things that's why I started being interested in iconography back 10, 12 years ago now, and said, you can make art just even when you're gone. And you can do that with iconography.
And I feel as a teacher, if someone says that in my class, I remind them, listen, showing up to class counts. These classes, if you don't have, let's say your homework, let's call it homework. If you don't have your homework done, I would much rather, and I think this is common sense, for you to show up, because what happens is that community of other class members will spur you on and you will be energized to start doing your homework because you want to be part of the discussion.
Yeah.
And that's well, they call it peer pressure, but I call it just wanting to be part of a community. You want to belong. So then you start upping your game and you start making some time. But there are, like you mentioned, there are times you just can't. So what I say to myself, okay, let's say you're going on a vacation. That's a positive. Don't,
Not for me.
well, not for you. But I hate to see a positive experience like travel turn into a negative situation. And I'll say
Right.
to you, let's not make this positive into a negative because you've resigned yourself. We're going on vacation.
Yeah.
So think of ways, like you said, iPhonography, sketchbooks, maybe it's research,
But maybe it's just reading, you
maybe
know,
it's
when you catch
reading.
up on reading. Reading influences me a lot. Listening to music influences me a lot.
Yes.
And there's other things that are kind of, I've been watching Hollywood Squares from the 70s. You know,
Oh.
it's like, really, I'm sitting here watching this, you know. But
You don't do that very much, though.
I don't do that very
That's,
much.
would you call that a guilty pleasure?
Yes, I would call it guilty pleasure because that's a theme that the Great Lakes Iconography Group is working on is guilty pleasure.
I'd call that a guilty pleasure. Yeah. So ways that you can cope with this contrast situation of time, no time, feeling almost resentful to people taking up your time. Maybe you're feeling depressed about it. It's bringing you down that you can't get the time. What do you do to cope?
Well, I used to drink a lot.
Oh, no.
No.
Drinking's not allowed in the, as far as this is answer is concerned.
Okay. Well, I don't do that anymore anyway, but I don't know how I cope. I don't cope very well, to be honest with you. If I'm not making art, I get antsy, I get anxiety, I'm not happy. It just I don't know.
Yeah,
We're going down to Cincinnati here, and I'm trying to figure out what can I do there
right, there you go. That's
that I need
coping.
to catch up on. And so I decided, you know, I have a Mac laptop that I haven't even opened yet, figured it out yet. So I thought, yeah, I'll take that down there with me because that helps me with the art indirectly,
That
because I
definitely.
will use that Mac for other certain kinds of things.
I think, okay, let's use vacation as a scenario. And you're an artist that really, really is being drug on vacation, kicking and screaming. I think talking to the people you're going with very truthfully and authentically and listening to each other makes a big difference because I'm the person in coping with your situation. And so what I've learned to do in that is not to overreact. It's almost like the bark is worse than the bite. It's a lot of
I do a
complaining.
lot of barking,
It's a
actually.
lot of complaining. But in the end, when all is said and done, travel is good for us. It's good for
I
artists.
would agree with that if we would travel someplace different, or maybe, you know, out of the country or do something like that that gets me inspired. But when you end up going to the same old place, that's not very inspirational for me.
But you haven't been there in quite a while. Okay,
Well, I'm not talking about
back on track.
Cincinnati. That's
Okay.
fine. You know,
Yeah.
I haven't seen the relatives, and I'm looking forward to that. But I mean, you know, I just don't go anywhere that really thrills me.
So we need to plan a vacation to a really snazzy new
Well, I'd
place.
like to go to Cornwall. We always plan
We
that
keep
up.
talking about it, and we have, you know what the hardest part is when you're planning travel? It's booking the ticket. Once the ticket is booked, you are in it to
Well,
win
and you know, we have a dog, and we have
it.
to, you know, do that with, you know, he has to stay and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, but if I would go like to Cornwall, I would plan to make art there because
Oh,
that's the reason
yeah.
I would.
We would go there to make art. That would be an art vacation. That would be the
It's like
ultimate.
going to Maine to the Golden
It's
Residency, you know.
absolutely. You go
Even
there.
though I've been there, I look forward to going there again
Right.
and doing it a little different than I did last time.
What about these events that come up that we have absolutely no control of? They're chaotic events.
For instance,
I'm trying to think of one. It would be the pop-up things. For example, for me now, it's tomorrow, heading down to Anton Art Center. I'm going to pick up all both of our artworks, right?
right.
And then I'm going to now deviate down on down.
How did those pieces get down there anyway?
You took them
Oh,
down.
okay.
You
Just
took
one.
them down. But at the, you know, but now I'm going to actually pick up some more pieces of yours, which no
Well, we
worries,
are having a
no
two-person
worries.
show coming up here,
Yes, so we have to get this work back under
and
our
these pieces
command.
will be in that show, and you know, since
But it takes you off guard. These things that pop up, chaotic might be an illness. All of a sudden, you are
right,
down 21 days with the flu,
yeah,
and you can't make art.
like you were.
Yeah,
Well, you can't control that.
you
I
can't.
mean, when you're sick like that, you don't even want to do art. You know, I know that if when I've been sick, I've tried to do art and it's just not working.
I think by creating your working habits and making it truly a habit, I use the word free spirit. I almost use it as a negative sound too. When you,
Oh,
oh, she's a free
no.
spirit.
Well,
Okay, yeah, I
that's
am
a
a free
trap. You know, that's
spirit.
what you and I, you know, I am not a free spirit.
You are not a, and I guess I am more of a free spirit. So what I have to do is when I get in those types of uncontrollable situations, snap back out of them. Because once the situation is resolved, everything's done, it's me jumping back into art making. You know, I've missed a few days at the studio. Okay, what's going to get me back down there again? So I have to set intentions to
It's
do
usually
that.
a promise that I'd take you to 702 and get
Well,
bitten.
maybe I have to have a little bit of incentives. It doesn't hurt. But I'm reading a book right now. It's Living the Artist's Way. Of course, I'm an artist's way proponent. I do the morning pages, but Julia Cameron, the author, has now added a little tweak to this whole artist's way system. And it's a very simple tweak, and it's helping me out quite a bit. So the new book, Living the Artist's Way, and it adds the little tweak of setting an intention every day. It's not part of your morning pages, but what I've been doing in the margin of my morning pages, because I'm a writer on that, is I will write down the intention, one simple intention a day. And that could look like setting an appointment for yourself.
Well, yes. I mean, I do the same thing, maybe not as planned as you are doing it. Now we're switching roles,
We
but
are
you're
switching
planning
roles
it.
because I'm trying to develop a habit.
And I think
You have the habit.
I have a little erasable board, things I have to do, and there's always something I have to do first thing up in the computer room. Last 4 months is just trying to get my computer to keep working, but
Gosh, that is a just
it's a
a deal.
nightmare.
Yeah.
But you know, when you get computer problems, that can eat up a whole day.
Oh, I know. That's one of those chaotic events I'm talking about.
And you know, even though I have to fix it, I know I'm losing a day of making art, and it doesn't sit well with me. It
Right.
really doesn't. I get, you
No,
know.
you. Have you heard the little cliche, kiss the frog first? And
Not
I don't even know. I'm bad with
yeah, I
cliches.
don't know.
But
I don't
anyway,
know.
maybe it's not
I don't
one.
know.
Maybe I dreamed it. But kiss the frog first, meaning take your most unwanted to-do item and do it and get it out of the way. So you can get on with your day.
Well, I think that follows making art. What I do is in the beginning of making art,
You
I
kiss a
work
bunch
on
of
the
frogs.
I kiss a bunch of frogs. No, I work on what's going to be the hardest thing for me on that particular piece first to get it out of the way, you know. And then you have, you know, it's an easier time of it. So when I do a portrait, I should be doing the mouth first all the time, but I always wait to the end because for me, that's
That's the
the
most dreaded part, the mouth. Okay, the eyes are probably your happiest part, right? On a portrait?
Probably. I haven't done, I'm working on a portrait right now. I haven't done one in 5 years, so it's kind of an interesting thing to do. And this is a really interesting character that I'm doing a portrait of. It's not a commission. I found him
Very
really
interesting.
interesting looking. So it'll probably take me about a year to do this drawing because now I'm painting again, which is something that's
Yeah, it
really a
is
lot of
fun to
fun for me.
watch you. You're down at the Geisler Warehouse studio now painting, and I really like that. I think it motivates me to cross the threshold of the studio door more often
Well,
because of company, having company down there. It's a nice feeling. So some of
She
those,
makes me keep my music down.
yeah, that's all right. But the some feelings that we need to deal with when we're having time issues and it's leading to mental health issues. And some of those issues could be how do you deal with the anxiety of it? The anxiety of not being able to accomplish what you thought you could do in the studio that day. It's an anxiety.
It's just something that happens. I don't deal with it. I mean, I don't, there's nothing I can do. Meditate and turn that frown upside down and all these other things that people will tell you to do. I just live through it. And once I'm in that, making a piece of art, it's a sanctuary.
You
Those
calm
things go
down.
away. Those things go away because, and that's another reason I've always done art because it's that place where I'm in my head and all the other problems go away for a time.
I think the anxiety part for me is I have to remind myself and I have to celebrate accomplishments. That's a good time for me to celebrate. Well, you're doing this and you're doing that. And I don't feel artists give themselves enough time to celebrate their accomplishments.
Well,
And
that's true.
I'm not meaning a huge party. I mean just mentally patting yourself on the back, you know.
I think all artists need to look at the work they've done and celebrate it. Maybe it didn't come out as good as you want, but celebrate you went through the process. And that's that that will then push you into another process, another piece. So maybe it didn't come out well, so then you take that to the next piece. But
There's so many positives out of production of
One of
art that you
my
can
most
grab on.
negative times is when I'm done with a piece. Not because I long for it, but it never ever comes out the way I hope it to be. So there's another part about anxiety there and think, but that's just me, and I understand that.
This is a wonderful discussion between you and I because we do handle time a lot differently. A strong feeling that can come out is resent. Resent about the extra things you have to do, resent toward the people who are asking you to do them. Any hints on the resent end of it? Or do we just keep that to ourselves?
Too late
And
now.
too late, people. I
Well,
think it needs to be brought up.
you're a very
Resent.
good cook. You always make a good meal. And I'm not a cook at all. And if you're gone, I usually just open a can of soup or whatever. Food is not something that I enjoy making at all. And you do. But yeah, that's part of it. I think sometimes, you're working in there and you're cooking for 2 or 3 hours. I come down here from whatever studio I'm at, eat, and then I gotta go. Thanks a lot for the
Yes. Oh,
food.
funny you recognize that.
Oh, I recognize it
You
for sure.
know, and that's so important because when you walk in, gobble up the food, head back to the studio, I'm cleaning up the a twinge of resentment could come in and will come in and does come in. But here we are, we're talking authentically about it. And I'm listening, you're listening to me, I'm listening to you. Those are two key things. Talking authentically, but kindly, and listening
Well,
to handle these issues that come up.
I think if you're a two artist family, that somehow it has to balance out that way, and you do a lot of extra things, household wise, and I try to help where I can, but you won't see me cooking.
I think these are universal issues for couples that
Sure.
aren't both creatives. These are the day-to-day relationship
But
issues that come up. Honestly,
if
honestly.
I wasn't such a studio rat and I didn't have that art part of it, then I'd be
You'd be underfoot and
no, then I'd have to go singing. No, believe me, I
no.
appreciate those things. Don't say them sometimes, all the time, or at all sometimes. But that really gives me the time to be where I want to be. And there's also that, even if when we're artists, you feel like sometimes we spend more time apart, time with this art thing.
Oh gosh, I am so grateful that we both are artists and that we have our own space. That's very important, right? Our own studio space. And it does give us time away so that when we do get back together, it's kind of like a honeymoon again. Just teasing. No, but that happens when they both have separate interests and they can go their separate ways and then reunite. It's a very, that's one of those
Oh
celebrations
yeah. Well, we did think for a while. It was really a we
it's
stopped it.
very helpful.
And it was, you explain it.
Okay, we a lot of you keep gratitude journals out there, but we decided as a couple that in the morning with our coffee and discussions, we would list three things a day that we were grateful for. And I must tell you, it truly helped.
It really did.
It and you're admitting it because at first it was a little bit awkward. It was like, well, I'm grateful
Well,
for
for me, it's like,
cooking.
oh, shit, now I have to do something else.
So
Now I have
yes.
to find out if I'm grateful. I'm grateful when I can go back to the studio, okay?
Right. So we muddled through the first few days, but then it was very
Was
enjoyable.
fun.
It was very fun.
We do try to have coffee in the morning. We do try to sit there with our dog and kind of take it easy, but sometimes you can't and you're too busy for
That's right. And then we did that for quite a while. Our relationship felt closer because those little sentences that you hear at the first part of your day, it really shifts your brain for that. Don't you agree?
Oh, I agree 100%.
Because you think back on it and say, well, did he really? Was he really that happy about the roast beef I cooked? And things like that. It's very simple, but we got out of the habit.
We did,
We got to get back in the
and I
habit.
think that you can feel the effect of it because, well, especially me, I seem like I'm never happy about anything.
There we go.
And
So.
that's really not. People misread me that way.
You are happy, but it's hard. It is hard to read you. It is
Yeah,
hard to
well,
read sometimes.
you guys have this space, and if you had this space, you would look miserable all the
Right.
time. Yeah.
But we need to, and I encourage
I've had people
folks.
tell me, "Oh, I can't take classes from this guy. He looks so grouchy."
That's okay. But yeah, we'll get that rolling again. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. So I am looking here. Make sure we've got everything covered. I always sit here so you can envision this with a big whiteboard, and I'll make all these kind of crazy notes. Like today's title, Finding Time, right? And different things under. Armin, do you read my notes? I don't know. It's okay if I don't.
I go
But
through them a little
you kind
bit,
of speed read them.
I mean, the way in this podcast works for me anyway, it's really on the cuff. I know
You love the on the cuff.
we have a subject matter, but this is really the way it started out.
Yes.
You and I, when you and I
Off
were
the
sitting
cuff.
on the porch and talking on Saturday morning, we didn't have a script.
We didn't
It's
have a
just we
script.
talked about
That's
things.
right.
And we've never had a script for any of these podcasts. Now, granted, we have questions we asked our
We
guests.
have questions we send our guests, and then I always have my little whiteboard with just little things like set intentions, or don't turn a positive into a negative, or celebrate when things go well. Just little key things that I want to get across. And we don't necessarily cover them all. No big deal. But it's all about time, isn't it? And I that some of our little words of wisdom here, or seeds of ideas, will help you all and all the creatives, all the art lovers out there, that you all find time to make art a priority and a very positive addition to your life.
Let that be a special place.
Yes.
Where you're making art. Let that be something that you love to do and not try to hurry up because, you know, you need something done for a class or something like that. You know, let that be a place of enjoyment for you. And that's when you go there. You know? And also have a place. And I tell my students this from the beginning, have a place where you can work, where you're painting a setup where you have to read, you know, get everything out again. It's not possible for everybody. But that's what's nice for me. I have three studios. And I'll go in the drawing studio. There's nothing there except I got to draw there.
That's right.
You know, and then go to the painting studio. It's away from our house. Mm-hmm. There's nothing else there except to paint. And then I have my computer studio where I do nothing but get aggravated at my computer.
And teach a lot.
Yeah.
But I'm going to start our grateful routine again. And I just want to tell you, Armin, I'm so grateful that you are in my life, both on a personal level and on an artistic level. It's just an amazing experience to be with another creative.
Well, that holds for me too. I mean, you're one of the most positive people that I know. And even though that sometimes makes me crazy, but it does show me that, you know, the humanity you have and the passion you have. And I think, you know, we do love each other, right? And, you know, people think we're so different. I sometimes don't think we're as different as people think we are.
Yeah. And we're going to close with that. And thank you all for listening.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Have a great couple of weeks. Now think about spending some of your precious creative time on the rugged coast of Ripley Cove, located in Downeast Maine, where the tide ebbs and flows and the lobster boats wish you good morning as they head out to sea. I have a hot-off-the-press message from working artist and director of Golden Apple Residencies. They still have a few openings for summer of 2025 and are beginning to accept applications for 2026. All artists, writers, composers are welcome to submit an application. Golden Apple encourages creatives from all stages of their creative journey, from the beginning stages, including self-taught, to the most professionally mature. As long as your goal is to develop and move ahead with your artistic endeavor, start a conversation with Shelley at snstevens@goldenapplestudio.com or visit goldenapplestudio.com. Plan your time wisely and definitely plan ahead. Thank you for listening. You can find our past and future episodes at anchor.fm, Spotify, and Apple Podcast. Be sure to follow us on our Facebook page, Art Ladders, The Creative Climb with Valerie Allen and Armin Mersman. Special thanks to our producer, Taylor Kramer of Cold Shower Media.
And check out our websites, valerieallenart.com, arminmersman.com. Stay creative, stay curious, and we'll see you next time.